President Obama is standing by the Secret Service chief, saying Mark Sullivan acted quickly to deal with a scandal involving agents and prostitutes. As you've heard, the agents were in Cartagena, Colombia, ahead of a summit there that the president was attending. And when the story broke, they were sent home, accused of misconduct with the women.
Of course, the whole thing is being investigated, and we now have some more details with WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green. J.J., everybody, of course, is very curious about these agents. What else have we learned about them?
Well, we know that there was a mix of uniformed agents and non-uniform, and as well, there were military members involved. But what did they do? What were their responsibilities? And that was the real key. What we've learned about these agents is that typically there's about 50 to 75 that go down in an advance team. Many of them, some of them fly aboard a C-130. There are vehicles that are transported because they do not use on-site vehicles. The president takes, it's a one-stop shop. They take everything they need so that it's all secure and safe. And a lot of these folks that were here participated in that process.
And once they get there, what is it they do on the ground?
There are many of them that deal with metal detector activities and scanning activities, basically securing the area that the president's going to be in, the space he's going to be in. There are explosive ordnance disposal teams. There are canine teams. I think the military is involved in some of this as well. And you have sometimes you've seen periodically on the odd occasion when a window might come open under a extreme circumstance in one of those black vehicles and a big weapon comes out. Sometimes you see some of those guys and in those women and men in those situations. But they do a number of different things all having to do with presidential security.
Now, these are still accusations at this point, JJ, but what sort of potential discipline are we talking about?
Well, some of the folks that I've spoken to indicate losing your clearance is a really big blow. It's going to be hard to get another gig of the same magnitude if that were the case. That in itself would probably be a significant amount of discipline. But for those who do not necessarily get kicked out of the business or the agency, they may be demoted. There may be some who lose their jobs altogether. We're not sure, but it's certain to be a situation where everyone involved is not going to be, nobody's going to get let go.
Will they name names in this case?
That's funny because a lot of people have asked that question going back to yesterday morning, and I really don't know if they'll name any names, but it may be inescapable for some of the top-level people. We're starting to hear now about some of them whose salaries are a GS-14, so names may leak out eventually.
And, JJ, is this a pattern? Has this stuff happened before that we know of?
You know, I was listening to a former Secret Service agent this morning who I believe is running for office in Maryland, and he was on CBS this morning, and he said that he never witnessed it. But he couldn't say that it never happened before. And I think that's probably the response you would get from many agents.
All right. WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green.